All right, and with that said, we want to go ahead and present Sister Jeannie Thaler, who is our speaker for our devotion, our morning manna devotion this morning. She and Brother Sean Thaler are our assistant youth leaders, and they have done a great job. One thing I think of when I think of Jeannie and Sean is the great spirit and the great attitude that they have. They are here to help and to serve in any way that they can. And what a model that is for the rest of us. And I'm also remembering this last Sunday, Sister Jeannie gave a great, great lesson on Joseph. We might hear part two of that today. I don't know. But it was a great lesson we heard this last Sunday as well. Sister Jeannie, with that said, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thank you, Brother Vic.
All right. Well, the floor is yours. Take your liberty, Sister Jeannie.
I just want to say that I'm very thankful to be here and very grateful to be able to speak to amazing people who I'm sure could speak much greater than I could. But this actually leads to what I feel like God dealt with me about. After receiving the call from Brother Vic that he wanted me to do the devotion, I was just talking to Sean, just sincerely. We were kind of talking about the great pressure that comes from talking to amazing people. And, you know, there are just so many amazing saints in our church and people with great prayer lives, great walks with God. And we were talking about, you know, how that feels, knowing, like, I want to be an encouragement and I want to share something with them. And this kind of led me into a silent prayer in the car. We were on our way to Costco, and I was just asking God sincerely, what could I give, you know, an encouragement to the church? And I feel like instantly, you know, God has been so good. I feel like he is instant in our prayers, anywhere we are. If we just open ourselves up to him during this time, it's like he sweeps in. And I felt almost like a little alert in my inbox where I just felt like God started dealing with me on what to tell myself and also what to share after, you know, he was done dealing with me. And it just led me to the story of in Exodus 3, if you'd like to follow along, you can follow along. But in Exodus chapter 3, at the beginning of the chapter, it starts with Moses and the burning bush. It's a story that we're all very familiar with. And such an incredible, you know, by today's standards, just unheard of, the way everything played out, God dealing with him, God calling him, God telling him, you know, remove your shoes, and just such a grand display and a grand calling. This is when God first started dealing with him on, you know, this, you're going to start being used. I'm taking you somewhere. And the display was amazing, you know, so much so that you would think that Moses wouldn't struggle with insecurity, that Moses wouldn't struggle with thinking, you know, am I good enough? Can I give anything? And this is just what I felt like God deposited in my heart that day. And I'm going to start reading in chapter 3 and verse 10. It says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And that is such a great call, just with such confidence. You know, God just says, this is what I'm doing, and this is what you're going to do. And you find in verse 11, Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go into Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children out of Egypt?" So kind of wiping away everything that he had just seen and, you know, not taking into account that God had chosen him and asked him. This is the character that we have, you know, just as humans. We can see such great things. We can walk out of great services, be given great promises, and directly after that ask, "Who am I?" And God, of course, encouraging him in verse 12 says, "And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." So again, just very calm, you know, the manner that God speaks in is very calm, very assuring. And you would think, okay, now Moses understands that God's going to be with him and he will do this. He will set the Egyptians free. But if you go on over, we're going to fast forward to Exodus 4 and verse 1, you still have Moses, much like myself, and I'm sure I'm speaking for many people. I hope I am. I hope that this is going to be encouraging to many people. But Moses says in Exodus 4 and 1, Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee." So now he's doubting that the people will even believe that this ever happened. So I love this in the Bible, that we have such human stories. We have such, we're presented with the greatness of God, but we're presented with a human side. So there is no condemnation when we, when God deals with us, and God has given us all. I believe this with my whole heart. Every single saint in our church has a great call, has been given great promises. And I know that from time to time we find ourselves asking, who am I? Or, you know, everyone's going to say that the Lord didn't speak to me. Or, you know, we go through this road of minimizing ourselves. And this is just what I wanted to talk about today. In verse 2 of chapter 4, it says, "And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee." And I feel like this is exactly where we are as a whole in the church, is we've been equipped with not necessarily a rod, but just a great sword. And, you know, from the time we receive the Holy Ghost, from the time we're baptized, God equips us. We know that in the New Testament it says that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So this is something that we all received, but for whatever reason, at different times, we lay aside our rod, we lay aside our sword, and we forget the great calling, the great showing of miracles that God displayed before sending us out. And I know that for myself, you know, it could be a confidence struggle. It could just be a little bit of just feelings of insecurity. That's my story. But I know that others maybe haven't struggled with that. They had the confidence, but they laid their sword aside, maybe due to offenses, a setback, pride. So many things can come up that cause us to put aside this great purpose that God has given us. And I just feel like right now in this climate that God is equipping us again and almost re-giving us those same promises. I'm feeling a lot of things I haven't felt in years. Just, you know, take up your sword, take up your sword. This is what I told you then. It's for now. And he's equipping a great army. And I've had so many people in the last few days tell me, you know, I just restarted doing this. Or the other day I received a letter, a very encouraging letter in the mail. And this is God's people at work. And it looks different for everyone. I think that, you know, the comparing game, I always tell my girls that the comparing game is the worst game you can play, because we aren't the same people. To me, you know, I am happy to do whatever God calls me to do. If that is in Sunday school, if that is wherever, you know, whatever Brother Vic asked me to do during this time, Pastor, I'm available. But I am not to look at, you know, someone else's great talent and then say, well, mine isn't enough, because I would rather have what they have. Right now, God is equipping his whole army to fight for him. And if that means, you know, I hope that she doesn't mind putting her on the spot right now, but I spoke with Sister Helen, Nana, and she told me that God had dealt with her and woke her up to start playing some songs. And I hope that, you know, she never views that as a small thing. That's a great thing, because we know that there's victory in our praise, that walls are torn down, you know, prisons are open through praise. So if that's where God leads you, we need to take take good pride in what God has given us and flourish it, and not not make small of it, not desire someone else's gifts, but right now to all grab our sword, whatever it looks like, and know that God is going with us and know that he has sent us and that he has dealt with us. So right now, if you feel like you're where God is leading you is a place of encouragement, maybe you're picking up the phone and you're calling people and you're leaving them lighter than, you know, you found them, that they're going and having a good day where they may have had a bad day. I know that there are group Bible studies being taught right now. There's the video Bible studies. And like Pastor said, when this is all done, we want these things to continue. This isn't just for now. This is God taking advantage of a situation to thrust us into our purpose. And this has to continue. It's not a, you know, well, maybe, you know, we'll be tired again and we'll go to church and we'll just fall back into the same routine. We can't afford for that to happen. This is, I believe that this is genuinely a life-changing, just life-altering time with God, where he is using such a strange situation to bring us out of our shell, to bring us out of our insecurities and doubts. And, you know, for those who may have stepped away from their purpose due to offense, just setbacks, life, God loves you, and he still has his hand on you. And I know that God is dealing with you to reclaim your sword. And I just want to say that I love everyone, and that is what I have for today. I'm very encouraged and just so thankful for all the saints in the church and everything that I've been seeing them do to encourage each other, to lift each other up, even to the small little pranks that are being played. We're being together. We're doing what we can, you know, in unity, in the way that we can. And I'm just so thankful for everyone and thankful for where God will be taking us and, you know, the shape that we'll be in when we come out of this. Thank you, Brother Vic.
Thank you, Sister Jeannie. That was awesome. And so many points that Sister Jeannie hit. Boy, we can take some time going over that. But what I want to say is this. What a great devotion and what a great lesson. And I say that, I use the word lesson because it dawned on me as Sister Jeannie was giving her devotion this morning that Sister Jeannie is a Sunday school teacher. You heard her reference at one point about what I told my girls. You see, it's so ingrained in her. She's always doing this. She's always teaching her girls. And the reason I bring that up, church, is this. If anyone wants to learn how to give a devotion or wants to learn how to give a Bible study, just start by teaching kids. The kids in your family or in your group or whoever you're close to, just start with teaching children, and you'll see what begins to develop. Church, we can all do this. Together as a group. Praise God. What a great devotion this morning, Sister Jeannie. We appreciate that. And you know what, church, before we close today, why don't we go ahead and pray together that God will continue to develop all of us during this time that we're going through, like Sister Jeannie talked about. Let's do that together. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this great time of devotion that Sister Jeannie Thaler has given us this morning, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, to open our minds, open our spirits and our hearts that we'd be able to receive everything we heard this morning, because we want to do this, Lord, together. We want to get better. We want to all be able to give a Bible study and help someone else in need. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord God, and we ask you to be with us for the rest of this day. And church, with that said, we will see you all tonight on our Spanish devotion at 7:15 p.m. Praise God.